every musical director
and virtuoso pianist needs two things in life. One is a 9-foot Yamaha CFS3 concert grand.
Thank God it's here.
A bottle of Bundaberg. It's your gift for
as a fair income Australian. Let me just say how honoured and flattered I am, darling, to have right here a little bit of the old Bundy rum.
Now tell us what that's kind of mouth stripper, isn't it?
Now Bundaberg is in fact a place in Queensland, and unlike most popular wisdom on this subject that you can only get fine rum in Jamaica, I think you'll find, darling, Australia also produces a spot of fine rum. So,
well, that's for you in advance.
I'm not sure I should drink this in advance, given we have a rather heavy schedule coming up ahead of us.
If you were to drink that now,
yep,
and then we'd do summertime in 360,
yep, I would be on the London Eye while sitting here. I think it's fair to say.
Right, so
I say that, I don't know if you can see that. Can you see that we're actually situated right in front of the London Eye? Can you see that? You can. I give you a thumbs up. I don't know if they can or not.
I'm going to step out of the picture.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you tell Alan and Glyn exactly what's going on tonight. And well done.
Well, congratulations to you. Tonight is Genesis to Broadway. This is a brainchild that I had about 3 or 4 years ago, where I thought, wouldn't it be good, given my experiences doing Hebrew music and Arabic music and the like, I thought, wouldn't it be good to put everything under the one roof? And given I've had a fair bit of experience travelling in Beirut, Cairo, Riyadh, Hong Kong and other places, the idea of actually starting with traditional music, as in Genesis, as it does what it says on the tin, really, doesn't it? They're moving all the way through to Broadway, which I also have a fair amount of experiencing. Funnily enough, being involved in a Broadway production as we speak, flying off to New York on the 20th. That's another story for another interview, no doubt. But anyway, so it made very, very good sense to try and combine the two, with the object being really that the Middle East gets such a bad rap, because all you tend to think is companies, groups like Hezbollah and the likes sort of running around blowing each other up. And that's not the case at all. The Middle East is laden and a treasure trove rich with fantastic musical material. And I've been very fortunate to be able to travel the world and work a lot with these musicians. And we've tried to encapsulate that in our own reinvention of the genre, giving it some virtuoso treatment, giving it some nice fun treatment. In addition to it, to bring together people from all over the Middle East as well as West End musicians. Tonight, Genesis to Broadway, he launched the album. I had a copy of the album somewhere. I'd show it to you. Pretend I'm holding a copy of the album. Wow, look at that. It's actually been done. It's hot off the press. It sounds great. We recorded it at Yuval's studio, and Yuval is an Israeli who's performing with us tonight. We have a Sudanese singer, Adil, who's playing djembe with us. We have two youngsters, Sebastian, Silas, Adrian's son, and Will on violin. And we have a barrage, a veritable smorgasbord of West End singers who are going to be joining us. And we have six dancers hot-footing it from production of The Lion King. And they'll be running across that bridge after The Lion King is finished to come and join us here for two of the numbers. And it's a special treat. This was somewhat of an afterthought on my part, but it actually transpires that while we're actually doing the show, the timing of this, we fall halfway, straddle between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are the two big holy days in the Jewish calendar. So it made very good sense. I'm bringing in the wonderful Anthony Cable, who is a Geordie-based baritone, and a very fine one at that. He's going to be giving us a rendition of Kol Nidre, which is probably the holiest number that can be sung in the Jewish calendar, which officially is going to be sung next Friday night, because I understand Yom Kippur is next Saturday. You're supposed to fast. I could do with a lot of fasting, actually. So that nutshelling it, if you like, that is what Genesis of Broadway is about. I'm looking forward to the evening, seeing lots and lots of friends. Very, very excited by that. Very disappointed that lots and lots of very fabulous people very close to me from across the globe will not be with us tonight. But hence we're recording it. And hence hence we're filming it, recording it, and they will be able to see and hear the show and get a copy of the CD. Anything you'd like to ask me, young man?
What's the highlight for you for tonight?
The highlight for me... getting into a silver tuxedo.
Wow, silver tuxedo.
Well, it's black tails, it's and all the rest of it is silver. I'm not sure that is a highlight. That could actually be a hindrance trying to play this piano in this heat. We're experiencing a rather unusual late Indian summer here in London. But the highlight of the evening, I don't know, the show itself, the music, is a lot of fun. I mean, huge amounts of fun. I mean, and again, I love doing things on the wing, and we've kind of performed this and recorded this incrementally staggered throughout the year. So today is the first opportunity we actually get a chance to rehearse it and play it. But we have a lot of very skilled people here, and I'm sure they will rise to the occasion. I'm sure if I keep off the Bundy rum, I shall as well. So there we are. There we are. Anything else you'd like to know, sir?
I think you've covered everything gracefully.